AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Just a few more hours to shop before the holidays are here, but some folks are waiting until the last minute. AP correspondent Ann DeNascencio reports procrastinators come in different stripes and different colors.
There is one camp that doesn't have a lot of money and is really holding out to the last few days because they feel that that's where they can get the best deals. And they're waiting for their paycheck, and that's what they're doing. And then there is this typical procrastinator who just never really meets the deadline and just kind of does it and doesn't have time, was maybe working around the clock and hasn't had time. And there are others who really like the thrill of being in the store 36 hours before Christmas.
Shoppers Ann talked to in New York City on Saturday said they were looking for bargains.
They still don't feel great about the economy. A lot of people feel still left out of the recovery. Healthcare costs are up. Wage increases are not strong. So they still feel like they really need a deal.
Carrie Fisher, beloved by legions of fans for nearly 40 years since she first starred in Star Wars as Princess Leia, is being treated in an intensive care unit after a serious medical emergency on a flight. Todd Fisher, her brother, told the Associated Press on Friday night his sister was receiving excellent care, but he said he couldn't discuss her condition. Social media sites quoting sources say Fisher had a heart attack. Piers Sellers, a climate scientist and former astronaut who gained fame late in life for his eloquent commentary about the Earth's fragility and his own pancreatic cancer diagnosis, has died in Houston. He was 61. The flight was short, but the wait was long. The Minnesota Vikings players, coaches, and team personnel sat on their team plane for hours in Wisconsin last night after it skidded off a snow-covered runway before they were allowed to leave. This is AP Radio News. A Tunisian fugitive wanted in the Berlin truck attack on Monday, which killed 12 people and injured more than four times that number, is himself dead. Anas Amri was killed Friday morning outside Milan during a shootout with Italian police, who were in the process of checking his ID papers. AP correspondent Geyer Molson in Berlin reports there's a recording online of the attacker endorsing the Islamic State group, which has taken responsibility for the attack.
A new video released by the Islamic State group shows the Tunisian suspect in the attack pledging allegiance to its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and pledging to fight against what he calls the Crusader Pigs. This video appears to have been taken by Anas Amri himself. It shows him standing on a footbridge in Berlin.
A concert dubbed Together Berlin was held Friday night to honor the 12 victims. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.